Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Raiders Insider Podcast on NBCSportsCalifornia.com. Introducing your host, Oakland Raiders Insider, Scott Baer.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's edition of the Raiders Insider Podcast, brought to you by Evergood Sausage. Our feature guest this week is new Raiders defensive tackle Clinton McDonald, who has made a big impact up front in a short amount of time, helping shore up an injury-plagued position group. As you'll find out in this interview, football doesn't define Clinton McDonald. His family has a long, proud tradition of military service dating back to the Korean War, and McDonald spends significant time supporting veterans' issues. He also explains how growing up in a military household helped him thrive in the NFL. It's a great interview with a player who gives back at every turn and is someone you definitely want to root for. Our conversation with Clinton McDonald starts right now. My guest on this week's Raiders Insider Podcast is interior defensive lineman Clinton McDonald, a very interesting guy that you guys are only starting to get to know. Why is that? Because he came in late, right before the Denver Broncos game, and has played a ton right away. You came in, stepped in, played, what, about 52 snaps that week. You played all but 10 snaps against the Dolphins. And I guess my first question to you is, what's that experience like when you come in late, you have to adjust to a scheme, you know that you're going to play a couple days later, and then you play pretty well? What's that experience like when you're trying to play catch up and you know you have to perform right away?
You know, playing catch up involves, you know, getting to know the playbook, getting to understand the scheme and what's going on, the team that you're going to play. You know, a good friend of mine, Red Bryant, which I played with out in Seattle, always used to say, stay ready so you won't have to get ready. So more than anything, it was the physical preparation before we got into the game, working out every day and keeping my mind sharp about what's going on, keeping my body strong and well prepared for the next stage of what was going to happen.
And then you come out there, you've played really good run defense. You were able to get a sack last week as well. Does that feel good that all the study and all the cramming, all the stay ready stuff that you're talking about really paid off?
It does, but it feels better when you know, a sack just didn't happen for one person, and it's 11 people on the defensive side of the ball that's doing their job at once, and, you know, so happens that one person got a sack. You know, it was me this week, it was Mo the first week in Denver, and we're just encouraged to get this thing rolling, get this thing really started, and get the camaraderie in the room booming so we can make more plays together.
Now, nobody wants to be 0-3, but that's where you guys sit right now. But it's a weird 0-3. You guys aren't getting blown out. You're in every game late. You've been around for a long time. You have a Super Bowl ring. What does it take to finish right?
Well, you know, just the small things, you know, understanding what's going on, getting guys on the ground when they make big plays, having another chance to live, another chance to play. And whenever you got grass to protect, you protect it with your all. So with us, you know, we just got to come together as a team right now, come together as a tribe and a unit, and put it in our hearts and our minds to go out here and do our job the best of our ability. And I'm sure we'll come out on the winning side of things.
Coming in late, what has been your impression of this roster, this locker room, and this coaching staff?
I mean, I'm very impressed. I knew about the Oakland Raiders coming into the spring, and free agency is one of the teams I actually chose to visit, and made the wrong mistake by going to Denver early. And I'm just thankful right now to have the opportunity to come back and be a part of what's going on here with Coach Gruden and all the new staff he's brought in, all the new players he's brought in, and everybody has the same goal of working hard and winning.
This whole offseason process must have been weird because you've played for a lot of teams, you've played for a lot of good teams, but to sign with one, then be on the street late, and then end up with another one, what was that experience like? And really, I guess all is well that ends well, and that you're in a spot where they want you, like you, and want you to play a lot.
Exactly. You know, the experience early on was, it's kind of tough to make the decision, I made it out of haste and didn't really make it make a clear thought process of what I was doing and my future as a football player. But at the same time, things come around and they happen the way that God allows them to happen and the way he wants them to happen. So it's just, you know, I'm very thankful to be here in Oakland right now to experience what's going on here so far as the building process with Coach Gruden, so far as getting involved with the young guys. You know, Mo is one young guy. PJ is another young guy, getting to be around Frosty Rucker one more time. So it's always a great opportunity to come and share and learn more from other guys.
The Raiders Insider Podcast is brought to you by Evergood Sausage Company, bringing you locally smoked, handmade sausages out of San Francisco for 92 years, family owned. So last year you were in Tampa Bay, mm-hmm. and you were that team's Man of the Year nominee. That's a big deal.
Yes,
but you also don't do charitable works, which you've been doing your entire career. You don't do that for the recognition, but it gives recognition to your causes, and that must be nice. What did that honor mean to you in general? Like, not as much about the hard work that you've done, but just to shed light on everything that you're involved with.
That honor for me meant a great responsibility to uphold the Walter Payton Man of the Year title. A lot of great men have come before me to win the award and win the nomination. And at the same time, you understand the need in the community. It's not anything that we're competing to do to get out and get involved and to make a difference. But at the same time, you know, we're called to be light in different areas and communities that we're at as football players. So, you know, that was one thing that really touched my heart when Hurricane Irma happened in Tampa, Florida, and the Keys and the Miami area. You know, we tried to identify the needs of what was going on. There was another hurricane that happened in Houston earlier that year, and that was hit way harder than what we experienced. And the biggest thing we kind of faced was power outages. So it was important for us to try to make a change in our community and try to help out those who were less fortunate.
And you've gotten out there and helped in that way. I think you hired food trucks to kind of to give meals to people that wouldn't be able to cook or that were affected by this natural disaster. You also do something that is maybe a little bit more intimate. You're involved in a program called All Pro Dad, which just helps promote a father's role in their children's lives. You have three girls, correct?
Yes, I have three girls, one on the way.
Oh, another one. Yes. Congratulations. Very cool. But why is that cause or organization important to you?
An organization founded by Tony Dungy a while back. It's very important to me because growing up in Jacksonville, Arkansas, not having a lot of money or resources when we were growing up, I knew my father had a lot of love for us as well as my mother by being the example, by going out and working every day, the tireless hours that he worked, working as a flight instructor for the C-130s in Little Rock Air Force Base, and also doing construction on the side, which I helped with him when I was 8 years old all the way to 18 until I went to college. And, you know, growing up, my father was my hero because I seen how hard my father worked, how tired he was to be in the provider and the protector of our family. And just letting people know that it doesn't take a lot of money to be a father. It doesn't take a lot of money to show lovingness and show nurturing and show, you know, that you care about what you're doing and you want to invest in your children's lives. So that's why the organization was so important to me.
And that kind of – this wasn't part of my question script, but you were saying that you would go out and work with your dad doing construction on the side just to try to kind of make ends meet and to help. What was that experience like? That's get your hands dirty work. Do you think that you learned life lessons, not only working with him and understanding what it took to get all these things done and provide for your family, but also that's a lot of physical labor there. What did you learn from that period of your life?
When I first started, it was hard work, very hard work. And my father, he treated it no different than if we were grown men having a 9-to-5 working with him. And he was tough on us, but he was tough on us for a reason because he had to get us to understand that this type of work, it's the type of work you do when, you know, it's not glorified all the time. You're starting from a bare project. You're starting from ground on up. And at first it was tough, and then it got challenging to me. And then it got to the point that I enjoyed doing it because I enjoy going to a job site, whether it might be a demolition or redoing a inside of a house or building a deck or building a roof or something like that. It was very interesting starting from ground zero, having to tear something down and build something right back up to structures that are still standing right now. And this has been over 20 some years later. And when I go home to Arkansas, I look at it and I say, you know, I helped build that roof, or I helped, you know, put that on that house. And it's very encouraging because it allows you to understand in life, things might not start the way you want them to start, but due to your hard work, your diligence, your focus, and God blessing the situation, that you can come out and you can be more than what you started.
That's, I couldn't have said it any better. Like, honestly, and really, it does apply to situations if you're an athlete or you're just, you know, in a more traditional, you know, job. Your family has long been involved in the military, right? Dating back to your grandfather was a Korean War vet.
Yes.
Is that right? And then your dad and your uncle?
Dad and uncle served in Vietnam.
And your brother, too?
My brother also just came out of the Air Force about a couple of years back. So we have a long military history from World War II and on up to now. I still have cousins and family members who serve to this day. My dad just retired from Lockheed Martin from the flight instructor for the C-130s. And, you know, to just recognize those who aren't recognized all the time as our heroes and defending our nation and allowing us the freedoms that we have today that we sometimes take for granted is I feel like it's an obligation to everybody that has a platform to respect those type of people who go out and day in and day out, who get on a plane or get in the sand or the dirt and the mud and fight that war that we don't even think is happening.
It's a background that I'm sure that not only you but your entire family is very proud of, that generations have helped this country in ways that don't get a lot of thanks. Is that why, in addition to all these other things that you're doing, that you have devoted a lot of time to the Wounded Warrior Project and to helping you know, veterans that may have been hurt in the line of duty? A cool thing that you just did last year is you sent a couple of veterans who are injured in the line to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. You try to do different things like that. I believe you've been a guest speaker at some of these events as well. Is it important for you, maybe as someone who didn't go into the military, but you can use your platform, mm-hmm. the spotlight on you, to bring attention to these people?
Definitely. I spoke at the Invictus Games. I was in Orlando, Florida, right, a while back, and just meeting some of these men and women who served and may have lost limbs or, you know, lost a sight of mind because of what happened in war. You know, it's very humbling to go out and see these individuals to still, you know, try and fight and still want to compete the way they do, to be encouraged the way they are, knowing they might not have all their limbs or they might not have the mindset that they had before they got into the military or got into the situation they're in. It's very humbling and very encouraging to a guy like me to play professional football, who people tend to look up to and say, that's who I want to be like one day.
Yeah.
But for me, to recognize those type of people who put their life on the line and who I call my heroes.
Yeah, and growing up in a family with a military background, you normally associate that with a lot of discipline, maybe. I don't know if that's how you grew up. But do you think that it helped prepare you for this job as well as anything else? Because this is not a 40-hour-per-week thing in the season or the off-season.
Yes.
Do you feel like that's helped you? You've had a long career, 3 times the normal length. You know, has that helped you with what you're doing now?
I definitely think it helped me learn what obedience is and over sacrifice, and knowing that if you do the things right the first time, how it can help you in the long run. Like you say, my career now has just been a blessing to be able to go 3 times along the normal length of average football career. I think it attests all to my upbringing and my mother and my father instilling those type of principles into me to make me learn what value is and where we put value and how we judge things and how we look at things and how we go about doing our daily business.
And just one last thing, back to football, and again, thank you so much for taking the time. But you were talking about you have some young defensive linemen here, some rookies. Do you enjoy the mentor kind of a role, because you're still out there performing, but do you like passing it you know, along to these young guys too, everything that you've learned over the course of the last 9 years?
I definitely like passing it on to the young guys, especially when a young guy is humble and he wants to learn, he's hungry for the knowledge. Going back to Frosty Rucker, when I was a rookie in Cincinnati, Frosty Rucker was an older guy, and, you know, me being by myself for a while, he said, hey, you over there, and I'm looking around like, who, me? He said, yeah, you, come hang out with us, and he invited me into their pack as a defensive line unit.
Yeah.
And when he did that, he opened up the door for knowledge to be understood, for camaraderie to be had, and things of that such that, you know, to the younger guys, I'm the older guy now.
Yeah.
And now they might have a question, or it's my obligation, it's my duty as an older guy to set the example of how things should be done on a professional level, not just always on the field, but sometimes off the field in their communities, in their family, because, you know, the things that they're about to go through, about to face in their career,
yeah,
are some of the things that I've faced already and I've already gone through, and whatever I can do so far as my falls or my you know, my high times in life and my career, how I can help them, I'm very willing to do so, because this is a brotherhood and we got to make sure each other are in place to do our jobs.
Clinton McDonald, excellent conversation. Thank you so much for taking the time to not only talk about football, but to allow Raider Nation to kind of get to know you. I think everyone is going to love this chat and definitely going to be fired up to see how you do on Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to everyone for downloading and listening to the Raiders Insider Podcast, brought to you by Evergood Sausage. And a special thank you to Clinton McDonald for taking time to discuss his new gig with the Raiders and parts of his background that molded the man and player he is today. You've been listening to the Raiders Insider Podcast, and if you haven't already, please visit Apple Podcasts or Google Play to subscribe. If you like our podcast, give us a 5-star rating and a review. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at NBCS Authentic, and we will be back next week with another great guest. Thanks for listening, Raider Nation.
The Raiders Insider Podcast on NBC Sports California.com.